Ray Foley on Today FM.
I want to talk about this. This is extremely exciting. And ladies, you are so lucky, by the way. The bit of sunshine in Ireland, this never happens. You brought sunshine with you. The Aer Lingus College Football Classic is going to be on the 23rd of August, 2025 at the Aviva Stadium. And it's Kansas State versus Iowa State. And cheerleaders from each side, they have been scrapping. They have been like
punching the heads off each other.
They've been like a pair of cats in a cloth bag that have been scraping and snarling. And the fur has been flying.
Yeah.
It's been ridiculous to see. Maddie Rose is from Kansas State and Bailey Houston is from Iowa State. You're both very welcome. Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
2, 4, 6, 8. But each of you are from a lovely state. I've got natural flair. So Maddie Rose, tell us about Kansas State. How have you been doing this season?
Yeah, so for football in general, did pretty decently this season, had a nice record, was able to travel to the Rape Bowl and won that in Phoenix, Arizona, so that was pretty fun. And now we've added some people to the conference too, so it's been kind of exciting to see how we match up to our new conference.
Yeah, you're going to be coming over in August. It's the end of August, fingers crossed. Like I was saying, you got some amazing weather.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, it'd be nice again towards the end of August. When did you come over this time for this for this visit, did you fly direct from home?
Yeah, we left Saturday and got here Sunday morning.
Okay, and how are you acclimatizing to the time zones?
Well, to be honest, we kind of got lucky. Originally, it was a 6-hour time change, and then our spring forward for our time went, so it's only 5 hours now, and then our flight was overnight, so we took off at night and landed here when it was sunny, so it was kind of like, we just slept on the plane through night and got here.
That's okay.
We all slept amazing last night, so that's for sure.
Bailey, did you meet up first in America and then fly over? Oh, you did, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Okay.
We met up in the Chicago airport and then flew over from Chicago here.
So were you like, that must be her?
They were actually at Chili's at the same time.
Yes, we actually ran into each other at the Chili's in the airport.
Chili's is a takeout or is it a fast food joint?
It's a restaurant.
It's like a cheaper sit-down restaurant.
Yeah. That's my kind of restaurant, frankly. Yeah. If I'm not taking it away, if it's cheaper and I can sit down, even better. That's how it works. So you cheer for Iowa State.
Yes.
Cheerleading has become such a huge thing, particularly thanks to these documentaries that we've been watching, and it gives us an insight into how tough it is, how difficult it can be, and how many breaks, literal breaks, physical breaks.
Oh, yes.
That you have to endure. How long have you been cheering?
I've personally been cheering for 17 years, so since I was 4 years old.
Four?
Yes.
And was that like, at four, you were like, this is what I want to do, I want to throw myself into this, or was that like, mom and dad literally throwing you into it?
Basically, my mom, so supportive, she, when I was younger, made me try every sport under the sun to see what I found out I liked, and I picked cheer, and she was like, are you sure you want to do this? Like, this is the one you want to do? I'm like, yes, all the way, like, cheer 100%. So I've loved it ever since then.
Amazing. Yeah. And how about you?
I've been cheering for 13 years, so I dabbled in dance a little bit beforehand, and it wasn't competitive enough for me, and my mom was introduced to my old all-star cheerleading, kind of like club sports. I don't know if you guys have that around here, and we were introduced to her, and I started that, and now I get to travel literally across the world to do what I love. So
You're both in college, is that right?
Yes.
So as well as being cheerleaders for your colleges, you're in the colleges also.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much training do you have to? Is it about the same? How much training do you have to do, like a day or a week?
We at least lift 3 times a week as a team. So that comes to be like an hour, usually in the mornings, and then we have 3 to 4 practices a week. On top of fall semesters for us, it's pretty busy because we're cheering for volleyball and football. We have appearances.
Of course, there's the other sports.
We do like pub crawls before football games, and then your football games take an entire Saturday or whatever day of the week that is away from you. It's about 12 hours. And then when we get to basketball season, you have men's and women's basketball, which also overlaps with football and volleyball.
Wow.
So right now we're actually dabbling with tournaments, Big 12 tournaments for basketball, men's and women's. This trip, I know both of our schools are preparing for NCAA Nationals in Daytona, Florida. And then we also have March Madness coming up as well.
It sounds like a lot of... So at what point do you do study? Or is your entire focus, or is there allowances and understandings made, like Bailey, like that it's like, okay, she's working really hard on the on the cheering. No, you have to get your grades as well, I presume.
Yes, definitely. I feel like cheer has taught me a lot of time managing throughout my day.
Right.
We practice at nights and then we lift in the mornings. So we have classes in between those times and kind of time manage to figure out when to study and all that fun stuff. But luckily, Iowa State provides free tutoring for us, which is really nice if you ever need some extra help.
Okay, so you need, because of course you've got so much else on. What have you broken? Have you broken anything?
Oh, yes. I've broken both my ankles, my right elbow, my nose. Six concussions.
I'd be crying.
Hang on, you broke your nose or did somebody else break your
nose? Someone else broke my nose. Someone fell on me.
I have like a ridge on mine.
I do too.
Yeah. It's like your bone isn't supposed to stick up like that.
Yeah.
This is where, even though you're mortal enemies, of course, in terms of playing each other with summer, but it's like, we can connect over our broken bones.
Because there's like people like that in the sport, but then like I've literally never broken a bone. I've had really bad sprained ankles, a few different things, pulled an oblique one time.
You're not fooling anyone. So you're trying to dig up your sprains.
No, like literally it's like...
Cheerleaders are either one way or the other. They're either never gotten hurt. It's people like me that's broken every finger
but
toe.
But I feel like it's also like low-key genetics in a way. Like my sister and my dad have broken
Are you throwing
everything.
Shade towards Bailey there?
Yeah, you told me about bad genetics.
Weak bones.
My dad and my sister have broken so many bones and everything, and I just got lucky. Like I didn't have
that. You either break or you bounce.
Yeah, you're like one or the other.
That's what we say about our kids. They break or they bounce, and you'll find them out early enough. You will. Tell us about your mascots then, Maddie Rose. What is your mascot and who is it?
We have Willie the Wildcat. So
Willie. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's a big wildcat.
He's a wildcat.
Okay.
Yeah. So our wildcat's mascot's a little bit different than most mascots. He doesn't have a full bodysuit. Hmm. He has a head and the rest of his body showing. So usually pretty well known for his muscular physique and everything. But he will change to, like, he'll wear football for football games. He has a soccer outfit for soccer. He wears a volleyball jersey for volleyball. He'll have a baseball uniform on. Like he
seems pretty domesticated then for a wildcat. He's got a whole wardrobe.
I say he's ornery too. He will get himself in trouble. He likes to mess with the fans, so he has a lot of fun.
That'll be something to watch out for then. In August. Okay, we'll have to have the zoo, I suppose, on standby or the
animal control.
I mean, you might have to for theirs too.
What is it in Iowa? What's the?
So we are the Iowa State Cyclones, but the cyclone is a little hard to depict in a mascot. So we have Cy, and he's a cardinal because our colors are cardinal and gold.
A bird. Oh, the bird, not the priest. Dressed all in red.
Cardinal bird.
A little hat on. That would be amazing. A man of the cloth taking on a wildcat in the middle of the pitch.
That would be a little controversial in the United States.
It would be insane. It wouldn't be particularly with everything that's going on in the Vatican at the moment. I mean, he could be next in line. So no, Cy is a bird.
He's a bird, yes. Right. Okay. He loves to have fun. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
He loves to interact with fans, babies mostly. He has lots of fun. Can be a little bit of a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Willie, but
I mean, their identities are secret, so they can kind of do whatever they want, and it really just goes back on Willie the Wildcat. It's not like the person. Right. So they really do, like, under that head, they become a different human being.
You freedom. Yeah. So just do whatever you like.
I mean, we get to interact with them outside of it, so it's kind of fun to be like, oh, wow.
They definitely change their whole persona once in the zoo.
So. How many are on your teams? How many will be coming with you when you're, like, your cheer teams? How many will be joining?
As the home team this year, it is far traveling and expensive to travel this many people. I think we have 12 cheerleaders. Willie is coming as well. There's about a few dancers coming, and then I think 125 members of the band as well, which is a big, big part of Kansas State's game day.
Right. And how about you? Do you bring the same number?
We got 12 cheer and dance.
I'm thinking this is with Aer Lingus. They should be flying you over a business class or first class, right? Yeah, that's happening, right?
We thought we were going to get upgraded to first class on the way here.
We were like, where's my seat in the front?
You need to dress as a cardinal. And I mean a man of the cloth. That's what you need to do. Ladies, good luck to you both. Can you give us a bit of... would it be possible for you to give us a bit of each of your cheers? Would that be... Is that too much to put? You're on your own. Would you mind doing Maddie? Give us a little?
Yeah, a good one that we always do is just a little, let's go Wildcats. Let's go Wildcats.
Yeah, that's all right. And Bailey then.
Yes, I have a fun one. We go Cardinal and Gold. Let's go State. Cardinal and Gold.
Let's go State!
Yes!
Lady, genuinely, thank you so much for joining us. You've been wonderful to meet. And again, you can see the cheerleaders and the football. The Aer Lingus College Football Classic is on the 23rd of August, 2025, at the Aviva Stadium, Kansas State versus Iowa State. Thank you very much.
Yes, of course. We cannot wait for the game.
Stay home. And thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Ray Foley on Today FM.